Manage our expenses.
Concur.
How can you capture invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
Last question. By switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spending, which helps our bottom line.
Concur.
Bob, very impressive. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
You get tomorrow off, Bob.
Thank you.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
You need someone you can trust when it comes to buying jewelry. Well, I've got them. Jimmy and Mike Lordo from Lordo's Diamonds. They've been doing this a long time. Don't go to a big box store. Don't go online. And please don't buy your jewelry from somebody who buys in bulk. Classy, elegant, traditional. Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue. Do you know where Truffles is? Right in that shopping center. Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue. For all of your jewelry, LordoDiamonds.com.
For over 50 years, this guy has been and still is a legendary St. Louis sports personality. He's Jay Randolph Sr. And on Thursday, April 6th, you're invited to join KTRS as we present an evening with Jay Randolph and friends at the Playhouse in Westport Plaza. This will be an evening full of stories, laughs, and tributes from the likes of Ron Jacobert, Jim Holgreave, Tom O'Toole, Jeff Smith, Bill McDermott, Jay Randolph Jr., and as Master of Ceremonies, John Carney. This 21 and over event starts at 6 p.m. with a cocktail hour that includes drinks and appetizers before heading into the Playhouse at 7 for the event. Tickets are $50 and include the cocktail hour and admission. Join the big 550 KTRS on Thursday, April 6th as we salute Jay Randolph Sr. Presented by Triad Bank and Ignor Architects. Sponsored by Taco Bell, Rib City, and Del Mar Gardens. Get your tickets at the KTRS studios in Westport Plaza or at Metrotix.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Johnny Landoff Chevrolet by the lower overhead way. Now, there'll be people guessing, who was that? Who? What famous singer did they pay to sing that? That was me, Frank Opinion. Yeah, it was me. I know, pretty good. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, by the low overhead way, a long, long time ago, was a way of letting people know that they didn't have a lot of overhead and expense, and therefore they could save you money. And my goodness, if they could do it then, look how long they've been able to, you know, sell you a car the low overhead way, because the place has been paid for now for a long, long time. That isn't necessarily why anybody goes there, I don't think. There are other dealers that have, you know, comparable prices. I'm not going to act like they aren't. It's the way you're treated. It's the Landoff love. It's that hug that he talks about. It's just, they're thrilled that you're there. They are. See what I'm talking about. Do me a favor. Just shop there. Even if you don't buy right now, shop. Go look. Just look around. Tell them that you're just looking. But tell me your AM and the PM, too. There is a difference in the way you're treated at car dealerships. There is. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Landoff.com.
This is how you know your weekend has begun. When you get a chance to play the Harris Challenge here on the Big 550 KTRS. If you have not been out in the last 60 days, now is your chance to play by calling 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS on many cell phones. Star KTRS gets you in here directly. We need five contestants, each of whom will get a choice of five categories. Well, that's not true, actually. There will be five categories, but some of the later contestants will only get a choice of one or two categories, depending on what's left up on the board. Once you choose a category, it will have five questions in there and a maximum of 15 points that you can earn. You don't need to get all of those points to win. You just need more than half. So 8 points makes you a winner of the Harris Challenge, and fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prizes!
Paul, we have lots of prizes today. We have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in
Cottleville.
Also, Peroni's Pizzeria. We have a gift card with two locations, one in Florissant and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Now, if you're interested in the music of Queen, we have a pair of tickets to Killer Queen's concert. It's a tribute to Queen. It's Saturday, July 15th at the Family Arena. Tickets are available now. You can go to familyarena.com or from the radio station right here, we have bragging rights tickets for Mizzou against Illinois playing baseball. And they're playing over the Gateway Grizzly Stadium. And that game will be broadcast right here on the Big 550.
The home of your Mizzou Tigers.
That's right. And for the clean sweep.
Yeah, that's if you get all the questions right and earn all 15 points, we'll give you a bonus.
Yeah, we're going to throw in a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Candici's.net is their site. Also from Breezy Buddy, we'll give you a cooling pillow. It's the travel pillow. Fan on steroids.
Yes, it is.
It has a fan inside, and it helps out, like, if you're really hot outside, mm-hmm. or if you're a woman suffering from menopause.
Yeah.
And having heat flashes or something like that.
Yeah, we're not kidding about that.
No.
They sell quite a few of these to women or guys buying them for the woman in their life. All right, honey, cool off.
Yeah.
Seriously, literally, cool off. Here you go with the Breezy Buddy.
And it's breezybuddy.com. Go to their website and check it out.
All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. We're doing fine. Thanks for asking. Tell us about yourself with the opportunity afforded only to Harris Challenge contestants to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain with the 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I got two real quick things. Go Blues. Hey, this is my, I'm 2 out of 3 on the Harris Challenge, hoping to make it 3 out of 4. And Dan, I'm really looking forward to seeing Uranus. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, it's the seventh
planet. Seventh planet,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so when are you guys playing?
April 22nd at the Night Shift Bar and Grill in St. Peter's.
Let me ask you this, Chris. If it were anytime soon, don't you think we would have been talking about it already?
Yes.
Well, I can't wait. I've seen his last band before, and I'm looking forward to seeing him in his new band.
Yeah, you'll like this one.
There's no way I'm going to be able to stop Dan from plugging it on this show. So you'll know when and where to go see the Daily Planet when it's time.
Yeah, Seventh Planet.
That's what I said. Chris, let me turn on a semi-random category computer. And we'll see what the categories are for you to choose from. The first three will pop up on the screen here, led by our most topical category. Have you been paying attention? Then category two is guys named Chuck who didn't die this week. So that would not be Chuck Berry, and it would not be Chuck Barris. Or category three, Forbes' new list of the richest people in the world. Which one would you like?
Oh, gosh, I don't like any of those. I'll go
okay,
with,
thanks for playing, Chris.
Go with Chuck.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who starred on a TV series as a Texas Ranger?
Chuck Norris.
Correct. Who is the highest-ranking Democrat in the United States Senate? Pass on that one. Here's your three-pointer. Who spent many years as the host of Love Connection?
Chuck Wilson.
Correct. Who was the first man to fly faster than the speed of sound?
Shoot. Ash.
Which TV showrunner has overseen The Big Bang Theory and Mom and 2 1/2 Men and Dharma and Greg?
Oh, darn, I know that one, too. I'm sorry. I'm out.
All right, we'll go back. The highest-ranking Democrat in the Senate. The first man to fly faster than the speed of sound.
Didn't he go into space? Chuck, shit. I'm sorry.
His name was Chuck Yeager, and he did not go into space, but he did go faster than any human alive at the time. Chuck Schumer is the Democrat we were looking for, and Chuck Lorre is the showrunner we were looking for.
I just on tip of my tongue, never got him.
Well, let's see what you got here. 1 for Chuck Norris and 3 for Chuck Woolery. That's only 4 points, so that's halfway to a win. And, you know, if you don't win, you get punished on this show.
Now I'm 2-2, so that's all right. What are you looking for
today? In the showbiz show today, Max and I were talking about how this new movie, Life, is the umpteenth movie to use the song Spirit in the Sky.
And
I went online to see if I could find a punishment music version of that, and I found 2. You get to be hit with the first one from a group called Bauhaus.
Going up to the spirit in the sky.
Pretty much it's all bass.
Yep.
And it's bad.
That's enough. That's enough.
Wow.
I'm glad you played, Chris. Better luck next time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing. You know what that bass line reminds me of, Dan?
What's that
song Metal by Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
Which starts off with a bass line just like that. Let's go to our next contestant. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just ready for the weekend.
All right. The categories on the screen here are Have You Been Paying Attention, Forbes Richest People in the World, or our new third category, Space Movies Not Named Trek or Wars.
Let's do the Forbes one.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which software executive and philanthropist is number one in the world for the fourth year in a row?
Bill Gates.
Correct. Who would be second on the list and is synonymous with an investment company called Berkshire Hathaway?
Warren Buffett.
Correct. Which social media mogul is number five on the list with a net worth of $56 billion?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Correct. What is the name of Amazon's CEO, who's now worth almost $73
billion? Yep.
Yes, Jeff Bezos is right. Now for the clean sweep. Which former mayor of a major American city is number 10 on the Forbes Richest People in the World list?
Michael Bloomberg.
Michael Bloomberg is worth $47.5 billion. But you're the one who got the clean sweep. Mike, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. First one we've had in a while. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will bring in our third contestant. Hello, Kara.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to wish my daughter good luck for JV soccer at Westminster.
Okay. Ian, do you remember when we started the Harris Challenge and I would offer the cheap plug opportunity and nobody ever had anything to plug?
Yes.
I think they're rehearsing at home.
Yes.
I got to have something to say on Friday afternoon. And good for you and good luck to your daughter, Kara. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Space movies not named Trek or Wars? Or where was that?
Oh, brother. Well, I really haven't been paying attention, but let's just go with that.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Kara. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What country did the U.S. beat 8-0 to win its first title at the World Baseball Classic this week?
Dominican Republic.
Puerto Rico. According to the Chronicle of Higher Education, which university has the highest paid professors in Missouri and 18th in the country?
Wash
you. That's right. Where can you now find a T-Rex, a rubber duck, and a penguin together for the first time?
I have no idea.
Which kids TV show will introduce a new autistic character named Julia next month?
SpongeBob.
Sesame Street. Which actress told a Swedish TV host this week that Donald Trump hit on her while she was making the movie Primary Colors in 1998?
Oh, my gosh. I can see her. I have no idea.
She was kind of playing Hillary Clinton in that movie. Her name was Emma Thompson. And it's Monopoly that you can find a T-Rex, a rubber duck, and a penguin together. They're the new game pieces. And just to go back to that first question, the country the U.S. beat this week, 8-0, is Puerto Rico. Isn't Puerto Rico part of the United States? How come they get a separate entry into that? Do we also have to play Guam and the Virgin Islands? I don't get it. By the way, if you're a professor at Wash U, average salary for a research professor there, $175,000. Second in the state would be the SciTech school out in Rolla, where you make $127,000, and SLU here in town, and Mizzou out in Columbia, average professor salary, $120,000. So let's see how you did here, Kara. You got 2 points for Wash U, and this completes your scoring.
That's it.
So I'm going to have to punish you, not with that group Bauhaus. Here's the other group I found this week doing a bad version of Spirit in the Sky. This is Dirty Looks.
When I die, never leave me to rest. I'm going to go to the place that
best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit sky.
That is just truly awful.
Yes, it is.
And I think this riff is from a different song, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah.
That's from LaGrange by ZZ Top, isn't it?
I like it.
Yeah. All right, that's enough of the dirty looks.
Thank you.
Kara, have a great weekend. Thank you for playing. Here's our fourth contestant today. Hi, Jane.
Hello.
Hi. You want to plug something?
I'd just like to say hi to my grandboys.
Go ahead.
Connor, Charlie, Evan, Carter, and Andrew.
Okay.
Love them to death.
Well, let's make the boys proud to see how you can do with one of the two categories. Which one do you want? Space movies not named Trek or Wars, or Where Was That?
Where Was That?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Where did a terrorist street attack leave four dead and dozens wounded this week?
Oh, that was in London.
Yes. What is the only U.S. state to have no Christians in its congressional delegation now?
I'd say Utah.
It's Hawaii.
Oh.
Which former Egyptian leader was released from prison today, 6 years after the uprising known as Arab Spring?
Can you repeat it?
Which former Egyptian leader was released from prison today, 6 years after the uprising known as Arab Spring?
I'm not sure.
According to a new report, the U.S. is the 14th happiest country to live in, but what's number one? Norway, Canada, or Holland?
Holland.
Norway. In what South American country were 84 people killed and 100,000 displaced by floods and mudslides this week?
Oh, I saw that.
You probably saw that video of that woman coming out of the mudslide.
I did.
Completely covered. And by the way, there are also two cows caught up in there. It's an amazing video that was shot in Peru.
I did see that.
Yeah, that's the country we were looking for. And Hosni Mubarak is the former Egyptian leader who got out of prison.
That was on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, we got a lot of that today.
I'm glad
none of our answers is arsenic. You got 1 point for London, Kara. So I have to punish you as well. Let's go back to Bauhaus, see if they've learned the song any better.
Be yourself, you know it's a must. Got to have a friend in Jesus. You know that when I die, going up to the spirit in the sky.
Yeah. Jane, I'm sorry about that. I hope you have a great weekend, though. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
All right, let's meet our final contestant for today. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good. You want to plug something?
Yeah, sure. Just go to Metro Lighting and Metro Electric for all your lighting fixtures and electrical needs.
Okay, one category left on the board today. It is space movies not named Trek or Wars. I was inspired for this category by the movie Life, which we reviewed earlier today. Max absolutely hated it, and I gave it a 5 out of 10. This is about other space movies.
Could I pick another category?
Well, you know what? If you want, you could have space movies not named Trek or Wars. You want to go with that?
All right.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played Ridley, the only surviving crew member of the spaceship Nostromo in Alien?
Nostradamus.
We need the actress's name.
Oh, Lord. Peggy Cass.
Sigourney Weaver. Name the two actors who played astronauts in the movie Gravity.
Shoot. Son of a gun, Pat.
In what movie did Matt Damon play an astronaut named Mark Watney?
Gone with the Wind.
The Martian. In what movie was Arnold Schwarzenegger married to Sharon Stone?
Don't say Terminator. It's Total Recall.
That is correct. In what year did the sequel to 2001 take place? 2010. Back to the two-pointer. Name the two actors who played astronauts in Gravity.
I don't know that. I'm going to say Abbott and Costello.
Clooney and...
Clooney and Bullock.
That's correct. The modern day Abbott and Costello. Mm-hmm. So he was so close there.
Well, did Dan get that for me? Or?
That still doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. Even with Dan's help, you'd only have 6 points. And we would have our first, well, it's a quadruple punishment. We had quadruple punishment last week, didn't we?
I think so.
This is the first time we've had quadruple punishment in 7 days.
Well, we had a clean sweep winner.
Yeah, we did. So let's go back to the other guys and hear the dirty looks. Okay, calm down, boys. Thank you. No more espresso for the band.
No mucho.
Sorry about that, Michael, but have a great weekend, and thanks for playing.
Not at all. Thank you.
We'll do another Harris Challenge 7 days from now and try to avoid the punishment. You can play along here on the Big 550 KTRS or worldwide via the free app, which gets you the KTRS stream 24/7 directly into your smartphone. You can also catch up with the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.
Meet me. All right, it's time to get a check on traffic right now. We go airborne with Tim Weiland.
You know, I sit up here and I listen, and I really enjoy Paul Harris, but I often wonder if he has dyslexia when he's hearing.
What do you mean?
Well, the other band, you had a name for it, but it was always the Upside Down Band. And this one, you got a new name for it.
Seventh Planet?
Comes out with the Daily Planet.
Yeah, the Daily Planet. That's Dan's new
Seventh
band.
Planet.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
What? The Daily Planet?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Superman.
Yeah. And the other guy Superman called up and said he wants to come and see Uranus.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you guys.
Our number one fan is flying around town.
That's right.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Talking about nothing.
Thank you.
Hey, if you're coming on westbound Highway 5564, right on the Poplar Street Bridge, smack in the middle of the river, you've got looks like a stalled vehicle and another guy pulled in front of him to help him, and they're blocking the right lane, and that's got you backed up to about 3rd Street right now. So only one lane getting through. Our one lane is blocked if you're coming westbound on the Poplar Street Bridge. They have cleared the accident that was southbound 55 at Virginia. There is a new accident. Well, there's two accidents, actually, on the ramp from St. Charles Rock Road to eastbound Highway 70 that's causing some problems on the ramp there. And then you've got another accident on eastbound Highway 70 that is blocking, I believe, the left lane just before Jennings Station Road. You're starting to thin out on southbound 270, a little heavy now, south of Olive to about the Clayton Road overpass, a little south of that. If you're traveling eastbound on Highway 40 downtown, you're now slowing Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They do have everyday low prices on office items you use most, like ink and paper, toner, and the latest tech, plus special deals for even more savings at stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Airborne Traffic.
Hey, this is Doug McKelvin. For the past 22 years, you may have heard me somewhere else on the dial, but now, after a year of, let's call it a vacation, I'm glad to be here on locally owned and operated KTRS. Why's that? Well, the Big 550 KTRS is the talk of St. Louis, as opposed to other stations that have personalities pontificating to the whole country via satellite from New York or perhaps even Miami. We talk about what you want to talk about. After all, you live here, and so do we. Join the conversation. The Big 550 KTRS.
Trial lawyers continue their attacks on Missouri companies, scaring off new investment and jobs. For years, Missouri's legal landscape has tilted in favor of the trial lawyers, with their lobbyists and their money, as they've conspired to gain more and more control over our legal system. Today, St. Louis is called the number one judicial hellhole. We should be embarrassed if we let the trial lawyers continue to exploit Missouri's one-sided legal system. It's an outrage. It's wrong. and it hurts Missouri families. Picking the pockets of companies and working families and driving employers and jobs out of our state? Missouri needs to be the show-me state, not the shakedown state. We need to take away the power of the trial lawyers and their special interest cronies. Call 573-751-2000 today. Tell your legislators they need to reform our legal system and make us proud of Missouri again. Paid for by Missouri Rising.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring! The time is here to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center had a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141, the place with a big red chair.
Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, big boy, what's going on over at Fast Eddie's Bon Air?
Same old stuff, Mr. Shannon. You know nothing ever changes at Fast Eddie's.
Still got that huge peel-and-eat shrimp?
Yes, sir. I'm still going down and getting them every year.
Whoa. What do you mean you're going down and getting them? Are you telling me that you go to the bottom of the ocean to get those things?
No, Mr. Shannon.
Oh, I thought you meant like a snorkel and a net.
Well, that'd be one heck of a snorkel and a net.
Yeah, you'd have to make Jack Cousteau and several other mermaids very jealous.
I don't know about any mermaids at Jack Cousteau.
Well, that's for sure.
But the answer to your question is it's all the same. And we're having a ball at Fast Eddie's, just like I'm having a ball doing this silly commercial.
So, folks, if you're 21 and in the mood, head over to the Clark Bridge to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. Just check out FastEddiesBonAir.com.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here with Edwards Carpet. Spring is here and warmer weather means it's a great time to get new flooring for your home. At Edwards, we do it all. Carpet, vinyl, wood, ceramic, luxury vinyl tile, and plank. If it's flooring, we do it, and that's all we do, so we strive to do it better than everyone else. Our 78 years in St. Louis is a testament to our commitment to offer a full-service flooring experience at a great price. Our experienced sales consultants will help you find the perfect products for your individual needs. Waterproof floors for the basement, carpet for the family room, hardwood for any area. With the right floors, we can truly help you transform your home. We just received all of the new 2017 introductions, and they're impressive. Right now, we have flooring in every category on sale. Carpet starting at just $269 a square foot, completely installed with an 8-pound pad. Vinyl plank for $499 a foot, installed. Even hardwood for less than $10 a foot, installed. Start off spring with beautiful new flooring from Edwards Carpet, St. Louis's oldest locally owned and operated flooring stores.
Come on down to Edwards Carpet Store.
RTP and Husqvarna are celebrating spring by giving you green. When you purchase a qualifying Husqvarna powered by Honda walk mower at RTP from April 1st through June 15th, you'll receive a $50 mail-in rebate. With powerful Honda engines, 3-in-1 cutting systems, and all-wheel drive capability, Husqvarna walk mowers deliver superior performance and features for a beautiful lawn you'll be proud of. To purchase your Husqvarna mower or have one serviced, visit RTP at 427 West Outer Road in Valley Park or call 636-825-8300.
Your business is growing, which means now you need to hire more people.
Ugh, the searching.
The emails.
Where do we start?
ZipRecruiter. Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, ZipRecruiter makes hiring simple. One click and your job is posted to over 200 job sites. Use ZipRecruiter's dashboard to easily screen and evaluate candidates and find the right hire fast. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. Now try ZipRecruiter free. Just click the banner now or go to ZipRecruiter.com/easyhire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/easyhire.
Hey, Crew Carney here. Coming up Thursday the 30th, we head back to Uncorkin'
Consignment Gallery. Love for you to swing by for our remote. We'll be there noon to 3. It's in the heart of town and country in the Lamp and Lantern Village. Encore Consignment Gallery. Home decor that you'd love to have in your house. We always leave with something when we go there as well. So come check out the 10,000 square foot showroom and our live broadcast Thursday the 30th from noon till 3.
Welcome to the world of Triad Bank. Triad's philosophy is to be the single point contact for every client's financial need, from sophisticated cash management programs to your child's first savings account. Triad Bank's response to all of your business, personal, and family interests will be swift and always in your best financial interest. Located on Clayton Road, just west of the Clayton and Lindbergh intersection, right across from the Frontenac Plaza. Welcome to the world of Triad Bank. Your business, your family, your bank.
Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
A Beautyrest Platinum mattress brings you innovative design and superior style. Have you experienced elegantly orchestrated sleep? With Beautyrest Platinum, you will. It's not about finding the right setting or choosing a number. You can enjoy the precision and control that results from individually pocketed coils flexing to your unique shape and air-cooled gel memory foam adapting to keep you comfortable, all without you lifting a finger. Experience a Beautyrest Platinum sleep system tonight.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
One more time.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Annie Good's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. If you're looking for a great sit-down meal at a place with delicious food and a deep wine cellar, that's Annie Good's. Right, one of the best restaurants in our town by St. Louis Magazine. And there's the Smokehouse Market right next door. Great food to take home or prepare on your own. Both in the Chesterfield Valley. You know you're in the right place when you see the pig on the roof. And they sponsor this gentleman who's on every day at this time from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans.
That's me.
Give me Dave.
Give me up and get it in.
How are you, Mike?
Fine.
Good.
Yourself, home yourself.
We had magnificent weather here today. Did it get above 80 at any point?
I don't know if it did or not,
it was
but
close.
Yeah.
Now we're getting major thunderstorms in the
later on.
Forecast for tonight.
I'm putting in. See what the temperature is right now. It is 81 degrees.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Thank you.
And the next 5 days are 78, 84, 80, 84. Ooh, then 91.
Mm-hmm.
Then 89, 85.
Is that Palm Springs or?
Yeah.
Palm Springs.
Yeah, nice.
Pockwood's question. I will review Life in a minute. Did you see it?
I did.
But one of the stars is Ryan Reynolds, and what NFL team does Ryan Reynolds, a huge fan of, goes to the spring practices, knows the players, goes to the home games, away games. Ryan Reynolds, of course, from Vancouver. It is the Seattle Seahawks, Green Bay Packers, the Dallas Cowboys, or the San Francisco 49ers? Answer in a minute. How about Kansas, a little basketball, homie?
Yeah.
Pretty exciting?
I guess.
I think they got a shot.
You guys don't seem very excited. You know.
Well, I'm upset because I chose Flo Valley in the pool.
Yeah. Flo Valley, it's a junior college here.
Oh. Movie review, the new Power Rangers. You see it?
No.
The movie is about the same as the last two. Amazing the money they spent on effects, and they ignore the script completely. One nugget is one of the Rangers is a lesbian, Trini, played by Becky G, who's really good in the part. That's the biggest switch. Elizabeth Banks looks great. Bryan Cranston strong. But the only way you're really going to love this movie is if you go in with low expectations.
Now, I'm curious, why is Bryan Cranston doing a Power Rangers movie?
I have no idea.
I mean, this is a guy who can write his own ticket at this point.
I know. I don't get it. Okay, Life. Sci-fi, adventure, action-packed, heavy drama, and plenty of terror. The unusual space station is usually a pretty easy way to go, but they got these six astronauts, find out there's life at Mars. It's kind of hard to describe. I found it kind of terrifying.
I will tell you that I thought the plot was predictable and stupid, but it scared the crap out of me.
Yeah. It's rated R, and I've seen R for sex, nudity, violence.
Not this.
Profanity. But not profanity, to get back. But I've never seen it for rated R for terror.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it two and a half stars.
Yeah. And you mentioned Ryan Reynolds. You know, I think, you know, if he keeps on this path, he and I might work in a movie again.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe you'll have top billing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
I do, yeah.
There you go. Don't let me catch you going to see that, Chips.
Oh, no.
Chips?
I have never seen the TV show. Why would I see the movie?
Yeah.
Did you see Chips?
Horrible.
Really?
Yeah. You liked it?
No, I didn't see it. I haven't seen it.
Odds and ends, yeah, it's true. Casey Anthony's people are talking to O.J. Simpson's attorneys about the possibility of doing a reality show together.
Oh, my God. Goodness.
Baby killer and wife killer. Oh, show. God. What do you think?
Oh,
jeez. So you can't make this stuff up.
No. Yeah.
Well, if O.J. did that, would the money that he made go to the Goldmans?
Oh, good question.
They'd have to shoot it someplace other than the U.S., the United States.
Wow.
Which I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah.
Beyonce, well, the whole thing is horrible.
Yeah.
Beyonce won't be at Coachella on the 15th because she's pregnant, but I hear that Gaga, Lady Katy Perry, Adele, Tony Bennett could make some surprise for visits.
Isn't it amazing that Tony Bennett still keeps going? Not only that he has a career, and by the way, he's coming back to St. Louis. My wife and I saw him at Lindenwood a couple of years ago because it was one of those bucket list concerts for me, seeing Tony Bennett, and he's fantastic and he's quite a performer. But it's amazing that he still gets to go to Coachella and those kind of concerts and has an audience that's, you know, a quarter of his age.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Amazing. And what a performer.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber wants to star in a biopic. He wants to play James Dean. I think he'd be better as Paula Dean. Ridiculous.
I never got the whole James Dean thing.
No, I did in a way. You know, it was certainly a
he was like
there.
A cool type of Fonzie.
Yeah, but for like
guy,
for like
he?
A month and a half, right?
No, about 2 years, 2 or 3 years.
All right.
That's about it. Ryan Reynolds, who's he a big fan of? Seattle Seahawks, Green Bay Packers, Dallas Cowboys, or the San Francisco 49ers?
Dan?
Yeah, you would think that it would be Seattle, but I'm going to go Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm seeing Seattle.
I'm going to go Cowboys.
I threw in Seattle just because it was close. You go, Seattle's close. And finally.
What was it?
What was the answer?
Friday, don't work till Monday. We're going to play the Aloha Fry. Now it is time for the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight.
What's the answer?
Don't want to be a homie.
What's the answer of the quiz?
UCLA.
What's and on the Makawani and on the Nanalulawa,
Hawaii. It's obvious that all three of us are correct.
I'm sure I can find out if you really need to know.
He says
Dan really needs to know. Apparently,
he says, I threw Seattle in there because it's close.
Yeah,
that's what he said, and then that was it.
I didn't know if it was. Now time for Knuckleheads in the News, which is brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM in the PM cab company. And you want to get a cab? You want somebody to give you a ride? You know, there are some companies that have special apps that you can use. One of them is Laclede Cab. You download the STL Taxi app, and you use that to request a cab, and it'll show up wherever you want and take you wherever you want to go. STL Taxis, the app. Download it for your smartphone today or call them with that phone at 314-652-3456. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. Thanks to contributor Matt Burrows for a couple of stories today. The first from Fort Pierce, Florida, where a highway patrol trooper tried to pull over Gennaro Garcia for driving a Kia Optima with a side window tinted dark. That's illegal in Florida, but Garcia would not pull over. He kept going, and the trooper kept chasing him. As he was chasing him, the trooper noticed Garcia throwing what looked like a bag of weed out the window. Other cops got involved in the chase, and more weed went flying out the window. Finally, Garcia was stopped by spike strips that the officers put down in front of his car. Not only did the cops find a few bags of weed along the roadside, they found one stuck in the original trooper's patrol car grill. Once they had him in custody, they forced Garcia to spit out the pot he was trying to eat. And as if that wasn't enough, they discovered weed at the other end. Yes, he had weed sticking out of his butt. He was busted on a whole bunch of charges, plus a citation for not wearing a seatbelt, which is my favorite part of the story. We got weed out the window, we got weed on the grill, we got weed in your mouth, we got weed coming out your butt, plus you weren't wearing a seatbelt. Get in the back of the patrol car. Story number two is from Lee County, Mississippi, where Courtney Ford went to the county jail to bring a Bible to her boyfriend, Jason Estes, who was locked up inside. Now, standard procedure at the jail is any item you bring in for an inmate has to be searched. The property officer noticed there was a big bulge in the back of the Bible. So he cut the Bible open. Inside, found a bag with a powdery substance, which turned out to be methamphetamine. And now Courtney is facing charges of possession and trying to get contraband into a correctional facility. As for Jason, he was convicted on charges of trafficking meth inside the jail and is awaiting transfer to a state prison where he'll probably get 40 years in the Gray Bar Hotel. Story three is from Briceville, Florida, where at least 10 homes were destroyed on the Garfield Road fire. A fire that got out of control and burned an estimated 400 acres of land. And what started it? Officials tracked the source of the fire to a man who was burning paperback books in his yard. What is this, Fahrenheit 451? We're burning books now? It's against the law to burn any kind of household garbage in Florida, and this is one of the reasons why. The fire spiraled out of the guy's backyard to about 5 acres. And then the windy conditions really got things out of control. 400 acres, couple dozen homes destroyed. Not clear why the man was burning the books, but he's going to get a bill from the Forestry Department for all the equipment and personnel it took to fight the fire. That could be several thousands of dollars. And then the homeowners can go after him civilly because he's liable for damage to their houses, too. Let's hope one of the books he burned was not How to Get Rich by Burning Things. And we finish with a story from contributor Terry Weatherford. The story from East Meadow, New York, where 83-year-old Donald Winkler was not happy with the quality of care he was getting at Nassau County Medical Center, so Don checked himself out about 1 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. Unfortunately, he doesn't have a car, so he couldn't drive himself home, and he didn't have anybody picking him up to give him a lift home. Fortunately for Don, there was an ambulance sitting outside the emergency room with the keys in the ignition. And that's what he took off in. And apparently on the way home, or wherever he was going, he stopped off at a 7-Eleven because that's where the cops found him and the ambulance, and he admitted taking it. He was arrested, taken back to the hospital for a psychiatric evaluation and charged with second-degree grand larceny. If he wasn't happy at the hospital the first time, I'm guessing he was not happy when they took him right back there. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Answer to the pop quiz, Green Bay. Packers, yeah. Yes.
All right, we were on the edge of our seats waiting for that. I am off to go to the Helium Comedy Club tonight to see Dana Gould perform stand-up. And then tomorrow night I'm going to see another terrific comedian named Paula Poundstone is performing at the Sheldon. So it's a comedy weekend for me.
Wow.
Anybody else have anything to plug?
No.
No.
All right.
No.
You
Rick
guys live
Floyd
active
is
lives.
In town. They're at the Peabody tonight.
All right. So
if you're into Pink Floyd music.
A lot of stuff going on in addition to March Madness. Enjoy it, whatever you're doing. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Tim and all of us here who work on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening.
And it's time for a final check on traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland.
For the most part, Dan, traffic is winding down pretty well, although you do have a new accident on southbound Highway 270 near Manchester that's got three left lanes blocked, and it's a pretty solid jam now back from Ladue. Downtown eastbound 40, just a little heavy as you're going onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Watch out for that right lane westbound on the Poplar Street Bridge. In the middle of the Mississippi there, you've got the right lane due to a stall backed up to about 4th Street. If you are traveling on eastbound 270, things looking really good up in North County and westbound 40. You're still running slow now from approaching Hampton through McCausland. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have everyday low prices on the office items you use most, paper, ink, toner, and the latest tech, plus special deals for even more savings at stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Airborne Traffic.
I'm Jim Heuer, inviting you to listen to The Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9, Monday through Friday, on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. If you're like me, you probably rely on your phone to get things done. So I know you'll want to hear about Cabbage's mobile app. Cabbage has created a simple way for business owners to get funding from their phones. Download the mobile app and you can complete the application in minutes and access funds anytime. Cabbage has provided over $2.5 billion in funding to 90,000 small businesses. Download the Cabbage app today or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. And independent research shows that 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
We've got a problem and it's got to get resolved.
Increasing calls today for changes on the Metrolink after a beating and murder. What leaders of Metro are saying tonight.
A deadly accident along railroad tracks in South County. How police are saying it happened.
A Republican bill to replace Obamacare pulled from the floor. Reaction from the GOP setback.
The first time trolleys will roll in the Del Mar Loop. When it will happen and what organizers want you to know.
But first on Fox, St. Louis police have made an arrest in the deadly shooting of a man standing on a downtown Metrolink platform. Good evening, I'm Rafer Weigel.
And I'm Shirley Washington in for Sandy Miller. Police say Mac Payne was hit by a stray bullet fired from a gun being used in a fight on board that train.
Late this afternoon, St. Louis City Police Chief Sam Dotson.